Hello everyone, I'm Clara and I'm here to talk to you about a sailing trip that I went on last year. As some of you may know, I'm working towards the Duke of Edinburgh's Award. If you don't know what that is, it's a programme to help young people develop their skills and talents. In order to get the award, you have to take part in various challenges like community projects and trips or expeditions. This sailing trip was the expedition that I went on. We had a choice of different expeditions, such as cycling, mountain walking or trekking, but I decided to go on a sailing trip because it was completely new for me. I wasn't sure how to plan a sailing trip, but I went online and found an adventure group which organises them for young people. They seemed very well organised, so I booked a place on a 24-metre boat sailing out of Southampton. As we were driving down there, I actually felt quite nervous because I'm not used to spending time away from home. But I didn't need to worry because as soon as we arrived, the captain took me to meet the crew, the team of people who work on a boat. There were 16 other teenagers in the crew, and it was the first sailing trip for many of them. The first thing we did was to get the equipment we needed. We had to take our own clothes and trainers, but they gave us special waterproof clothing as well as a life jacket in case we fell in the water. Then we had a crew meeting where the captain gave us a talk about safety and our travel plans. After that, the captain's assistant explained the different jobs we had to do while we were on the boat. We had to cook and keep the boat clean, and we also had to do things like put up and take down the sails, the material used to catch wind and make the boat move. Then they divided us into two teams called watches for the jobs. That meant that while one watch was working, the others could rest. We were all impatient to start our trip, but there was a lot to explain, so we didn't leave until around 6 o'clock the next morning. The captain used the motors to get out of the harbour, but as soon as we were out, we had to start our jobs. My watch had to put up the sails, which was quite an experience. None of us really knew what we were doing, but the captain showed us what to do, and we finally succeeded in putting them up. After that, I had my first chance to take the wheel of the boat. I was worried I might do something wrong, but I managed to take us in the right direction. We then spent the next 3 days sailing off the south coast of England. We had different jobs to do all the time, and even when we weren't in charge of sailing the boat, we had to clean it or prepare the meals. It was a real experience trying to cook on a boat. We had a tiny kitchen, and it was moving around all the time. Although the meals were always very simple, I really enjoyed meal times because we'd all sit down together and share our experiences from the day. We spent any other free time playing cards or just sleeping. I've never slept so well in my life. I have to say that this was an unforgettable experience for me. I can't say I'm an expert sailor, but I did learn a little about sailing and a lot about working in a team. I strongly recommend this type of sailing trip to all of you.